You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Diamond Kids here. Make sure y'all check out Ken and Rye's show Saturdays at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time all summer long at WeTalkRadio.com.
I'm alive. is your favorite youth show.
The Kennedy and Ryan Show. Woo!
Hey, it's Kennedy.
And Riley.
And your favorite producer, Des.
And you're listening to the
Kennedy and Ryan Show.
Let's do that all over again. Go ahead, Ken.
Hey, this is Kennedy.
And Riley.
And your favorite producer, Des.
And you're listening to The Ken and Rye Show.
On We Talk Radio. Woo, 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 woo. Ladies, man, it has been a fun week. We had a fun weekend last weekend. How y'all doing today?
Amazing. Tired. You're always
Riley,
tired.
Every time you get on the show, you were tired.
That's the cruel nature.
Is it because you're taking care of your 2-year-old niece?
Debatable. Or because I have to look at you.
Oh. Me? Okay. Let's not. Not right now.
Let's not start.
You guys, Ken, where are you at right now? I heard you.
You went to
our grandma's house. You having fun over there?
Oh, I'm living my best life over here. I'm telling you, my grandma is the best. I would not trade her for anything. She's the absolute best grand I've ever had.
And why is that?
Huh?
And why is that?
She can cook like no other granny. She can clean like no other granny.
So you only want her because she can cook and clean?
No, I don't want her because she cooks and cleans. I love her with all of my heart. I love her more than you do, Riley.
Excuse you. Just because I was born last don't mean nothing. I have enough love
for everyone. Yes, it does. Yes, it
does. Except for you.
Don't worry.
Except
there's
for
plenty
you.
Of love to go around. It's all good. It's all love. It's all love. But, why, Destiny, how have you been?
I've been good. I've been chilling, you know, working, all that good stuff.
Working?
Yep. I'm working early.
Where do you work?
I work at Amazon. Shout out to all my Amazon workers. Your work doesn't go unnoticed. We are essential workers. Yeah, we're awesome. So shout out to all the people working at Amazon, busting their tail at Amazon. You deserve, you know, the best. I understand, you know, if you're putting in those long hours or if you're working, you know, early hours, I get it, or even late hours. Trust me, I get it. But, hey, it's worth it. You know, seeing people get their packages, whatever you do, if you're a driver, if you work in the warehouse, you know, if you deliver the packages, anything you do, just it's awesome and it's appreciated. Let's give a round of applause to our Amazon workers. You're amazing. But you guys, Ken and I went to a party this weekend. And it was so much fun. Shout out to Jawan Xavier Green. He was on my show, the Friday Night Hype Show. I can't wait for you guys to hear that. We had a cousin takeover. It was T. Smith and D. Green. We just had a great time. But he had a birthday this last Saturday, last weekend. And it was so much fun. Me and Ken got to go to the party. Ken, how was the party for you? I know, you know, you're good at explaining this stuff, so you can go ahead.
The party, I have fun, to be honest.
I have fun, too.
Okay, so I don't think you guys understand, know this game, but it's called Mafia. Just me once.
Mafia. You mean Mafia?
It's called Mafia.
Mafia, right.
You want to explain it?
So the game, we walked in, you know, we showed up a little late. We showed up with, you know, presents. You're not presents. We should be, you know, we were bearing the gift of, you know, food. And, it was great. So we came in and they were playing a game. They're playing this game called Mafia, y'all. You got to try it at your next party. It's a little confusing. I know it's probably, you know, out there on Google or whatever. You can, you know, listen to it. I mean, not listen to it. You can, you know, read the instructions and all that stuff. So it's a card game. So let's say if you're playing with, I think they're playing with about probably like 20 people. So, you know, they had a deck of cards, and one set of cards is like, is you have the townspeople, you have a town, you know, you have the townspeople, the witch doctor, and you have the mafia. So the mafia is killing people. The witch doctor is the one that saves people. So let's say, you know, the mafia is trying to kill, you know, let's say, you know, it's the three of us. And the mafia, Riley is the mafia, but nobody knows who's the mafia, who's the townspeople, and who's the witch doctor. The only person that knows it is, you know, that person until, it's such a weird game. So they give you a scenario, like the scenario was, you know, it was a beautiful day in the town, it was hot outside, and one of the townspeople, you know, they jumped in the pool, but they couldn't swim, so they drowned, and they died. So, but one of the mafia, or like, let's say, you know, the mafia and the townsperson, they don't know who's the mafia, who's the townsperson. So, you know, they're hanging out, you know, having a big cookout or whatever. The mafia pushes the townsperson in the pool jokingly, but they die. So everybody has to close their eyes, and then they say, mafia, open your eyes. Who did we push? Who did we kill? So let's say Riley is the mafia, and she's with a group of people, and they want to kill me. But I don't know I'm being killed, and I'm a townsperson. And so they kill me, but Kennedy is the witch doctor in the group. And Kennedy can save me. So if they save me, I died, but I came back to life. But I didn't know it until, like, the end when everybody opens their eyes. We figured out who's, you know, who's dead and who's alive and all that stuff. But we still don't know who the witch doctor is and all that stuff. So basically, in the group, the mafia is killing people. People are dying in the group. So, you know, people are getting out of the game, all that stuff. And so it finally comes down to who's the mafia, who's the witch doctor, and, you know, let's say who's the last person standing, who's the last townsperson. And this is all based on cards. So let's say, you know, ace of spades was all the town people. I believe a king is the witch, a king or a queen. A king or a queen is the witch doctor. And then let's say, you know, the queen of hearts was all the townspeople. So, yeah. It's a little confusing. Please, you know, look it up on Google and figure out what it is, because personally, I have no clue, you know, about all that stuff. But we played that, and then we played this singing game. It's like song association where you're given a word, you have to write, you know, all of the names down of the song. So we were given a word. Our practice round was love. So there's so many songs that have love, and you know, Love by Keisha Cole, the love,
never knew. Oh, Girls Need Love by Summer Walker as well.
Yeah, by Keisha Cole. Baby love, you're my baby. And, you know, that's to the Supreme. And then, you know, you have Love by, oh my gosh, this, I can't even think of it right now.
Real love. You know, Real Love, was it by Shanti?
Oh, yeah,
by?
Real Love. No, that's by, I'm searching for that real love. Someone's in my heart to real love. Oh, my gosh, I'm blanking. See, but one thing is Real Love, oh, my gosh, I was thinking of another song, but I can't, yeah, Real Love, like that song, for instance. So many songs with love in it, right? But, you know, sometimes, you know, the adrenaline is going and, you know, you're like, you know, you're on a time crunch. So, you know, sometimes you space out. But everybody, it was groups of five. It was four groups of five. And everybody in your group has to know that song. So if not, then, like, let's say it's me, Kennedy, and Riley, you know, and two other people. So we're all singing, you know, baby love, you're my baby. And, you know, or they're singing the Real Love song. And Kennedy doesn't know it. Kennedy has to, they point Kennedy out and say, hey, you didn't seem like you really knew the lyrics. So they point you out by yourself, and you got to sing it the right way in front of everybody. And if you don't, you get a strike, and three strikes, you're out of the game. And the reason why it was so competitive is because we were competing for $100, $20 per person. It was getting hot and heavy. It was so, so serious. Oof, it was hot.
Too much.
Literally. People were screaming in my face. My face was all sweaty. It was hot. The air wasn't on. I don't know. I don't know what was going on. And then it was just too much. And, you know, the competition was heavy. We were going against another team. Like, we were just going back and forth. It was like it was us and another team. And we ended with the word misery. So if you're like me, I don't really know a lot of songs with the word misery in it. You might. And if you do, great. Awesome. But we're in a time crunch and competing for $100. It's just too much. And they ended up winning. It was so close. And it was audience. The audience got to choose, like, you know, who sung it better, you know, whatever. And they chose the other group. I was salty because that's gas money. $20 is gas money. So, yeah. Go ahead, Ken. I know you got something to say.
Oh, actually, I don't have anything. Well, what should I say? I just should say that our family is super duper competitive.
Too competitive. Too competitive for our own good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
when
there's money in it, then you know what happens.
You're absolutely right. When there's money involved, it's crazy. But yeah, guys, we are going to be right back. You know, we got our different segments on the show. It's segment time, segment time. Kennedy's hot takes, Riley's rants, and you know I got my debacle coming up. We'll be right back, y'all, on We Talk Radio.
Woo-woo!
Hey, guys, Diamond Kids here. Make sure y'all check out Friday Night Hype with DB only on WeTalkRadio.com Friday nights at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
We Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have two youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Hey.
All right, ladies, who's going first? It's segment time. Segment time.
Kenny Beans.
Go ahead, Ken.
Right.
Take it away.
So when I went on Netflix and I saw this show, and it was called Sweet Tooth. I don't know why. I thought it was about a tooth that was something, or just about candy, or like, you know, those baking shows, like Candy Crush, or like, what was those baking shows called?
It's called... There's one that's Nailed It.
Yeah,
Nailed It. And that was more funny, but the competitive one is, oh, darn, you know that's my show. We used to watch it all the time.
Rush Hour? No.
Rush Hour, yeah.
Was it Rush Hour?
Not Rush Hour. Sugar Rush.
Yeah, Sugar Rush.
Yeah.
And so that's what I thought it was
Lord
about.
Rush
but it's
Hour.
Actually about, it's about this a boy. He's a half deer and half human, and that's pretty much impossible. But I actually think it's cool to see someone that's half deer and half human. And Destiny, did you watch that show, Sweet Tooth? Have you seen it?
I did watch that show. It was so well. Actually, I watched two. You know when you get into a show and it's like, it's like it's not, you know, the best show. But I got into like two episodes of it. I'm actually, now that you bring it up, I'm going to try to watch it all the way through. And even if it's boring, you know how, you know, some shows, like, it starts off good, and then it, like, it kind of starts going down, and then it'll pick back up, like, at the very end. I've noticed a lot of, like, Netflix shows do that. Like, it'll be really good in the beginning, and then it kind of dies down maybe the middle of the season, or, like, the middle of the, like, if it has 10 episodes, like, the first 3 episodes are, like, oh, my God. And then, like, around, like, from 4 to, like, 7. And then all of a sudden, after episode, like, 7 or 8, like, the last 2 or 3 episodes, it's just, like, bam, 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 just crazy. And then it's, like, the next season is, like, in a year. And they make you wait a year. They make you wait a year. Until, you know, the next season. Or sometimes they already announce the next season, and it'll be, like, 6 months. But yeah, it was an okay show.
My people that watches the A-list. Oh my gosh, I'm telling you,
A-list. Okay, I haven't gotten into that.
It's
How
good,
about you, Rye? Have you
good.
Gotten into A-list?
It's good.
I was going to watch it, but I decided against it. I decided to watch LA's Finest.
I watched one episode of LA's Finest, and it was, I just didn't finish it. You know when other stuff comes up on Netflix? I've been on Hulu. There's this show called Cruel Summer on Hulu. Y'all check that out. That's such a good show. Such a good show. But go ahead, Ken.
You guys seriously should watch the A-List. It's good. I didn't tell you that. Well, no, let me not be spoiled.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it. Riley, let's watch the A-List. Let's make sure, let's watch it together.
I got you.
All right. Okay, Kennedy, is there any more shows or any more movies that are coming out?
Actually, a movie came out. It was called Cruella, the live-action Cruella.
Ooh. Cruella DeVille, right?
Destiny, you kind of like, no, you didn't really like force me. I wouldn't say force.
I did not force you.
I'm not saying you forced me.
I was just watching it, and she was like, I don't want to watch it. And I was like, okay, well, I'll watch it by myself. Cause
I didn't have a choice to watch it because I had to help you fold clothes.
Oh, yeah. That's what we were doing. We were folding clothes and watching it at the same. I remember that now. I remember
Yeah.
that. It's all coming back to me. All coming back to me.
Mm-hmm. But to be honest, it was actually really good.
It was so good. I loved it. It was absolutely great.
Majors in the Machine, because Destiny has been begging me to watch that movie, and I think I may watch it. That was it for all of us, Kennedy, and I'll see you next week. Riley, take it away with your rant.
Wait a minute, Kennedy, that was short. You got two more. Well, I saw two trailers for two movies.
I don't have any more movies left.
I was gonna say, can I do two movies?
Sure.
To add on to yours? I don't want to interrupt your segment.
Oh, no, it's okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'll save it for my debacle. Go ahead, Rye.
Okay.
Go ahead, Rye.
Well, this is my turn. So, this week I decided to do something a little different. Instead of talking about, instead of talking about a different thing each day, I decided to talk about a missing person who was found, thank the Lord of the Jesus. Latest Amber Alert has police urging parents to monitor their kids' social media accounts. Right off the bat, you can already tell that this is somewhere, it's not good, where a child was trying to be spontaneous. I don't know what that means. It sounds fancy. A child tried to be older, like an adult, and decided to go on the social media account. A 13-year-old decided to go on the social media account and talk with an 18-year-old. Police are warning parents to monitor their kids' social media accounts after a 13-year-old South Texas girl was kidnapped by an 18-year-old she met online. She was ultimately found more than 500 miles away in Mansfield. Police arrested the suspect at the center of Amber Alert early Sunday morning. Clayton Phillips is now in a Tarrant County jail charged with kidnapping. I bet she won't do it again. And if she does do it again, then we have some serious problems. Because, one, why are you on your social media talking to older men? I mean, I get that some people don't know, but some people do, and they still continue to do it. And it's really not good. And I know that sometimes people want a little more excitement in their life, but that's not the type of excitement that you want. The type of excitement that you want is trying to hang out with some friends, or if you don't have friends, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying if you don't have friends, you can always, I guess, try and make them. I mean, we're here at the We Talk Radio family, we are your friends, so you have friends over here. But there is no reason to talk to older men or older women, because things could possibly lead to this. How do you guys feel about this, Destin?
Man, that was good, Riley. Go ahead. Yeah, sorry, I didn't want to interrupt. Go ahead, Ken.
It's crazy how people, kids in general, hang out with older men. I don't know. It just questions me for some reason. I don't know why. It's crazy. Like, because number one, why do you want to hang out? Like, what do older men have that your age of boys don't? You know what I'm saying, right?
Yep.
You said car or money or something like that?
Yep, a car. Some younger kids think having a car is so cool. I mean, personally, I would like a car, but for right now, when I learn how to drive, I'm good for now. Because, like, as Des is saying, all I hear every time an adult says something, gas money this, gas money that. And it's just a lot happening with gas money. Am I right, Des?
Yeah.
You are right, but obviously this has nothing to do with that situation. When it comes to gas money, Lord have mercy. Gas money, if you pay, you know, for your gas, or if you, you know, have a car, you know that gas prices have, you know, rose up and, you know, they're up and they're stuck. Like Cardi B said, if it's up, then it's stuck. Hopefully they go down.
I know that song by heart.
Down to the ground.
Then it's up, then it's stuck.
I can make your body rock. I can make a body rock.
Okay, all right. Back to the serious, Lord of mercy, the serious topic at hand.
I'm so sorry, guys.
It's okay.
I'm so sorry.
So, I would say, it's just sad that, you know, this is happening. I think, you know, you just got to be careful. Ask questions, you know, if you don't know who you're talking to, or if, you know, if it doesn't feel... We always know when things go left, or, you know, when things don't feel right. You know, you might think you're talking to somebody your age, and then all of a sudden you're talking to somebody that's older. So, you know, you just got to be careful. And, you know, if it doesn't feel right, you know, don't cut all ties of communication with them. So that's all I got to say.
I'm just going to say something real quick. So recently, in the past, I got back into watching Criminal Minds. And I tell you, that opened up a whole new horizon of things for me. If you guys have not seen Criminal Minds, I don't advise anyone under the age of 10. Anyone under the age of 10, I wouldn't advise you to watch that. But if you know someone older and who's always on their social media account, you should definitely watch that. And I remember an episode, as it was going to the end, I saw this episode about how these girls were getting catfished, and it was a guy, it was a younger guy, they just used a fake photo. I'm just saying, girls, never send a picture out to anyone. Girls and guys, never send a picture out to anyone. If it is your face, any type of your body part, never do it, because that stays on the internet forever. And I'm just trying to help you guys out, because it's not fun, really. It's not fun. And these kids in this movie, I don't want to say it, but they were being very dumb. I'm sorry to use that type of language. They were being very dumb, because why in the world would you meet up with some guys and let the mom pick you up? I mean, that just makes no sense. Sometimes, I know I'm not the only one. You just want to jump in the shows and just knock them out. I know I'm not the only one who wants to do that sometimes. Yeah, you want to do that sometimes? Yes. Like,
yeah.
What are you doing?
Not knock them out,
into their brain.
Knock them out.
Just give them a little lesson.
Yeah, you just want to talk to them. That's it.
Talk. Oh, no, not talk.
Lord of mercy.
No, we can do a lot more than talking. We can throw some fists.
Oh.
it's all I want to talk about for that, guys. And before I end off my segment, I want to share a quote of the day. My quote of the day is going to be, you can do anything you set your mind to. So just remember that. Anything you want to do today, because you only live once. Anything you want to do today, you do it, because you never know if there's a tomorrow. So anything you want to do today, you go out and do it. And I hope you guys have a wonderful and amazing day.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely
all right,
great, Riley. Mm-hmm. Thank you
Sorry,
so much.
Oh.
Well, y'all know I got my debacles coming. I got two movies to announce, and I got something else to talk about. So, yeah, y'all be, y'all stay tuned with us. Y'all stay with us. We'll be right back, y'all.
Tune in to the Diamond Crew Kids Radio Show every Friday at 4 p.m. on WeTalk Radio.
Hey, guys, Diamond Kids here. Make sure y'all check out Ken and Rye's show Saturdays at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time all summer long at WeTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, guys.
All right, y'all. Y'all know it is time for my debacle. I am ready. I'm ready to go, ready to do this thing. Yeah. So, did y'all watch the BET Awards?
I didn't watch the BET Awards.
No.
I didn't watch it.
I really wanted to watch it because I've always missed them. Like, every year I miss them, but I was at one of my friend's house, and we didn't get to watch it. Well, I'm sorry, not my friend, my sister. My first sister's house. We didn't get to watch it.
Wait, that's me.
Yes.
Who all performed at the BET Awards?
So, her performed. She's one of my voices. The opening performance was, it was Little Baby with Kirk Franklin.
Oh!
They did a song off of the, oh, Lord, I'm sorry, y'all. I am, like, blanking right now. They did a song off of the new Space Jam movie. So good. Love that. I believe they opened it up. We actually, y'all, can we please talk about how, does the BET Awards have a channel? Like, I'm confused. Like, I mean, I think they should. Well,
have a YouTube channel?
I know they have a YouTube channel, but I mean, like, cable.
Absolutely. I think they have one, like, with movies, BET movies. But I don't think they have one for, like, the BET shows. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, yeah. I think they do have a channel. I mean, I know they have a channel, but I don't really watch BET on the regular unless it's, like, an award show. Unless it's really, like, award shows. I don't really watch BET like that. I'll watch, it on YouTube, but, like, when it comes to, like, you know, shows and stuff, I'll probably watch, like, shows and movies on YouTube. But that's really it. But, y'all, your girl had to get a whole app. Well, you know, it was a free trial for 7 days. I canceled it, like, right after the award show ended. It charged me, like, $1 to my account. So it basically cost $1 for me to watch it. But, yo, like, it was on, I have Spectrum TV. So all my Spectrum TV people out there, if y'all watch BET, what are y'all watching on? Like, is that a separate payment for you to, like, get those, you know, channels that aren't available? It was just too much. So I downloaded the app. We watched, like, we turned it on. It was, like, 7:15. And when we turned it on, the Migos were performing. And I believe that was, like, the second or third performance of the night. And, y'all, Cardi B came out with a jumpsuit, and it was sheer around her stomach, and the girl was pregnant. She's having a second baby.
I heard about that.
Baby Culture is going to have a little girl. I mean, not a little. Baby Culture is going to have a little girl. A little sibling, girl or boy, don't know, you know. But, y'all, Cardi B's going to have a second baby. And who else performed? Her performed, I believe, right after. There was another artist that's coming up. His name is Tone Smith, like Smith, but with an N. Tone Smith, he did a really good job. And also, who else performed? It was so many great performances. They did an amazing Queen Latifah tribute. They did UNITY and Ladies First, the two big songs of her career. And, it was great, y'all. It was Lil' Kim, Moni Love, and Rhapsody, and MC Lyte. They all did Ladies First and UNITY. Such great songs. And she got the Queen Latifah got the Lifetime Achievement Award. She was crying. You know, she was thanking her mom because her mom had passed. And, you know, she had a picture of her, and her dad was there.
Oh.
Absolutely stunning. Yeah. And then they did a DMX tribute, which had Busta Rhymes, Swiss Beats. They had some of the Rough Riders crew there. And who else was there? Method Man. It was just such a beautiful night for music. But y'all, I'm not gonna lie. I would say the whole show was, it was called The Year of the Woman. Taraji P. Henson hosted it. And y'all, a lot of people are up in arms because Silk Sonic, which is Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak, they have like this group. They're a group, I guess. And y'all, the people were up in arms because technically they're not really a group. Well, they only have one song. They have, you know, I'ma leave my door open.
What's that song called?
Open. Leave the door open. And y'all, people were so mad because they won two awards. They won Best Group and they won Song of the Year, I believe.
Song of the
I
Year?
Up again. Not Song, was it Song of the Year? It was another award they won for that.
But
song.
Why was it that though?
But y'all, for best, they won for best group. They literally have one song. They don't have an album, nothing like that. And y'all, my girls, Chloe and Hallie, definitely should have won that award. They have two albums. I mean, your song, their song was Beyonce. I mean, it doesn't really get any better than that. But they should have won Ungodly Hour, which was their past album, that their recent album that came out a year ago, around this time last year, like June of last year. Y'all, was such a good album. I still play that album now, and I can't wait till they go on tour or, you know, whatever they do, because I will be there. I've watched all their performances and stuff. It's just, they got robbed. They got robbed. How do y'all feel? Oh, we Talk Radio family, Silk Sonic, they won.
I think they should have won Best Song, because that song was good, but I don't think they should have won Best
Group. Yeah, but I mean, the song just came out, like, what, 3 months ago?
4 months ago, actually. I think it came out. When did that song?
It didn't come out long. I mean, it hasn't been out for long. It's a great song. I love it. But it's just like, you know, best. I feel like them winning for the song wasn't bad. I just feel like they shouldn't have won Best Group when they don't have an album. They haven't gone on tour. Like, they literally have one song.
Like,
trust me. I mean, the impact of that song is big. It's a big song. But
they just made a song together. So I think they should have won Best Group.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, the City Girls were nominated. Even the City Girls. Like, the City Girls have major hits. They just came out with an album. Like, I was upset. Chloe and Hallie got robbed. They really did. They didn't win any awards. Not one.
They didn't win awards?
They won not one award. I'm telling y'all.
They should have won Best Song of the Year of Do It. That was a good song.
Do It was my song. They should have won either a BT, her, something, something. But yeah, y'all, that's it for my debacles. Oh, I'm sorry. Two movies. I forgot. So two movies that are coming out. Y'all need to watch look out for Candyman. It's an old movie that they're remaking. What do you call it when you remake a movie, y'all? They're remaking the old Candyman
a
movie.
Cover?
Not a cover. That's like
a song. Sorry, that's a song.
A cover. Yeah, that's a song. Well, they're remaking the old Candyman movie that came out in the 90s. I've never watched. Well, I watched it with my parents. A couple
I've
months ago, but before then,
like
I had never watched it. I've heard of it, but yeah.
What is Candyman? Like, is it a scary movie?
So it's about this guy. If you say, like, you know how when you say Bloody Mary in the mirror, it's like Bloody Mary.
Kennedy.
It's like it's Kennedy. Candy. That's what Candyman is. So he comes out and, like, you know, he has like a hook as a hand, and he'll, like, you know, I guess kill you or snatch you up. Yeah, I have to rewatch the movie again. But yeah, Candyman, that's coming out in August. And then also another movie that is coming out, The Escape Room, the second movie. There was one, it was a movie called Escape Room that came out, I believe, 2 years ago. And then there's another one called, it's called something. But I just thought of it when Kennedy was talking about it. So the second Escape Room, if y'all liked it, you know, y'all get into it. So yeah. But yeah, that's it for my debacles, y'all. I'm about to end in prayer, and we are about to head out. All right, everybody, bow your
real
head
quick, Jess, before you.
Thank you, everybody, so much for, you know, attending the show. God, we want to just thank you for everything that you've done, everything that you are doing, and we just thank you for the show, our We Talk Radio team, and we thank you for our amazing audience that sticks with us and loves us, and, you know, shows us all their love. And we just want to thank you, and we just, you know, ask you to guide us through this week and let us have an amazing 4th of July weekend. All right, y'all. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Ken and Bryce Show on We Talk Radio. We'll see y'all next week. We love y'all. Mwah!
Thank you.
Bye, y'all. See y'all next week.
Welcome back to the Ken and Bryce Show.
Java all white rank. Couldn't hit it if you tie ain't. Lanes can't call and you lame. You had it and you lost it, all the shine.
shirt, it's an arch. I don't care, I crush a ghost. Got two cribs and two states, I be doing the most. I got white folks' money that I won't blow. And if you ask why, cause the white folks don't.
Big bank, tight, low, buy, buy. Big bank, tight, low, buy, buy. Type of money you gon' need to sight. Type of money you gon' need to buy. From the hood, this type of money make you stay away. Type of money she gon' let you put it in a bag. Big bank tight, low buy. Big bank tight, low buy.
Everything proper, no propaganda. Tropicana, go yard, bandana. Big sack, a lot of like Santa. Threw a birthday party in a phantom. Big like a dinosaur did it. And you know it's shining like acrylic. Yeah, I sold for head cornrows. I can see you hang with the door closed. Now I'm looking for a glove with a sparkle on it. And my CBD got chocolate on it. Big bank takes small. Bank account on some tall. Attitude on some you too. Bank roll on what it do, boo. Meet me at the roulette vibe. And if I ain't did it yet, I'll try.
Big bank tight, low buy, buy. Big bank tight, low buy, buy. Type of money you gon' need to sight. The type of money you gon' need to buy. From the hood, this type of money make you stay away. Type of money she gon' let you put it in a bag. Big bank tight, low bank, bank. Big bank tight, low bank.
She said, what you gon' do if I leave? I said, I'ma do me. B.I.G. Everything zoomed in. Big bag on me looking like I'm moving in. Got my foot in the door and we still here. I'm a first generation millionaire. I broke the curse of my family not having. I'm passionate like girls that's after more than just cashing. Feed me to the wolves, now I lead the packing. You boys all cap, I'm more Colin Kaepernick. I'm rare as affordable healthcare. Or going to wealth from welfare. I turn my W's to M's, yeah I flip those. I might buy a red bottoms with the crypto. 3 coins, that'll pay your whole semester. But you gotta ride it better than a Tesla.
Big bank tight, low buy, buy. Big bank tight, low buy, buy. Type of money you gon' need to sight. The type of money you gon' need to buy. From the hood, this type of money make you stay away. Type of money she gon' let you put it in a bag. Big bank tight, low buy, buy. Big bank tight, low buy.
Back again, back to back, Maybach, stack the M's. Told him I'm Miss Slim Shady, bag the M. Once he go black, he'll be back again. Tell him that it's crunch time abdomen. Yes, I caught Mad Chanel and Mad Javin. She did it again, imagine them. About to make these bums mad again. Uh-oh. Back to them, I lead the packs on my back to them. Yup, the queen's back, what's happening? Rerun, bout to make these rap again. Diamond chains on my ankle. Young money in the cut like a shank doll. Tell tip rubber bands on my bankroll. Show my arrows like a stank hole.
Big bank tight, low buy, buy. Big bank tight, low buy, buy. Type of money you gon' need to sight. Type of money you gon' need to buy. From the hood, this type of money make you stay away. Type of money she gon' let you put it in a bag. Big bank tight, low buy, buy. Big bank tight, low buy, buy.
Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Hey, it's your girl Riley from the Ken and Rice Show on We Talk Radio. Tune in on Saturdays at 2 p.m. on We Talk Radio.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.